Good morning. Mesquite County Board of Supervisors will convene this morning. Roll call. Oops, excuse me. I'm ahead of myself.
Yes, okay.
Just a wee bit.
Supervisor Harris. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be here today. We thank you for your presence in our lives, your encouragement as we move forward with decisions that need to be made. Father, today I'm grateful for the snow and the added moisture to our water table, God, that we're going to need throughout the year. And even though we appreciate that, we pray for those who are traveling for their safety. And Father, for all of those who work in the county, in every department, for the task that they are charged with, for the details that they put together, that decisions might be made, we thank you for their work and their effort. We pray for those making the decisions. Some things today will be routine, but every decision affects someone, and things are important to individuals. And we thank you for a Board of Supervisors that does their very best to meet the needs of our county and the people. In all things, we're truly grateful. We recognize how blessed we are to live in a place like this, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I guess we can do the roll call.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Here.
Supervisor Harris?
Here.
Supervisor Haupt?
Present.
And it appears Supervisor Oprin is absent, I take it, for the day.
Correct.
Item number four, presentations from the public. It's time slots for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented. At this time, you'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments, and please address the board as a whole through the chair. And comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of this board. Do I have anybody online?
Just a minute. We've got one coming.
Okay. Anybody online?
Asking a question.
My apologies. Showing none online.
Okay, showing none online. I have Daniel Simon.
Hey, got me already, yeah? Well, good morning, gentlemen. And I wanted to...
We need your name for the record, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Daniel Simon. I live here in Wairika. And I have handouts for the supervisors. 7 copies. I want to provide a economic boost, if you will. It, of course, depends upon the supervisor's actions. And I might need 5 minutes. I hope not. This is about gold mining in Siskiyou County, which obviously the history has shown Siskiyou County as a gold mining community. And I have an ask, but first of all, the challenges that we're facing is the state has gotten their fingers into federal lands on federal mining claims. And this happened from the MOUs between the feds and the state. The feds asked the state to help administer federal laws. And then over time, the MOUs have changed to which the states have introduced SMARA in the permitting process, and that causes delay, and more delay. And when I called Gabe Baxter, she works for the Forest Service, and she approves mining plans of operations and mining notices, she told me I can approve you from the federal perspective very quickly. However, go to Fish and Wildlife first and the Regional Water Quality Control Board. So once the MOUs have SMARA involved, state agencies get involved and they delay. So that's been, and I've been working with other senior miners, and I provided this last week, and it's quite long, but there's your one-page summary. I've written to different federal agencies because there's a relationship between the feds and the county. And the solution that I'm proposing is a memorandum of understanding direct with federal government, as Kern County has. It's in the packet I provided last week. So the county would take over the administration and would expedite mining permits on federal lands. Okay? It's already been done by Kern County. And so my ask is one to consider, and this is just really an introduction today, consider a resolution to the federal government that we would like to enter into an MOU, just an expression or a statement, so that we could administer the mining permits under state law or if they change the MOU. So that's one ask. The other, in talking with Rick Dean, he would have been the ideal person, but he retired. He told me he was interested in working on this when he was employed here, Director of Community Development, but he would need permission from the supervisor. So I need, obviously, somebody in the county to help write the resolution, which would require the supervisors to permit. But this, again, has incredible economic benefit to Siskiyou County. I have a claim. It's in Ray House District that has $5 million in silver. The problem is it'll take $7 million to get it out, but I've sent samples off the lab. There are hints of other critical minerals through other miners, et cetera, et cetera. So this could be a great economic advantage. What I would ask is, one of you supervisors, please give me a call and see how we could work on this and move forward. But the one-page letter explains that the whole package has a lot more information. So I guess with that said, that's my request, at least a phone call from one of the supervisors and potentially work on this resolution.
Thank you. And Mr. Simon, I have talked to the supervisor that you provided the contact.
Yeah.
With. I've talked to
Shannon Poe, yeah.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Nope.
All right, moving to item 5, consent agenda. The board wish to pull anything.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Item 6A, Health and Human Services. Social Services Division. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. Trish Barbieri, Director of Social Services Division. As you are aware, I came to the board in public comment on January 20th to update the board on Defend the Spend and was asked by Mr. Chair to return and agendize the item that I'm referring to as Defend the Spend. Defend the Spend is a new program that's initiated by DOGE, the government or Department of Government Efficiency, and it requires federal agencies to manually review and approve requests for federal funding. As part of the DOGE efforts, on January 6th, the federal government sent letters to 5 states, including California, attempting to freeze federal funding for both family assistance and child care programs. For California, the potential loss is $5 billion. It's $10 billion in total for the 5 states, but $5 billion would impact California. The HHS Administration for Children and Families, we refer to that agency as ACF, cited serious concerns about widespread fraud and also misuse of taxpayer dollars in state-administered programs, and that is their primary reason for suspending the funding or attempting to suspend the funding. They have asked the 5 states to submit a justification and also receipts and documentation before any federal payments would be released. The letters that were sent to the five states basically assert the authority for the funding freeze. They are alleging that noncompliance with federal statutes has occurred. Maybe I'll just pay attention to the slide in front of me instead of pages. Thank you, Anna. The letters requested that the five states turn over essentially every document that's been associated with the state's implementation of the federal programs. And again, those are the cash programs and also the child care programs. And they requested that the states do that within 14 days, and that was by January the 20th. That also included personally identifiable information about the program participants, including names, SSNs, dating back to 2022. The letter sent to the five states assert the authority for the funding freeze comes from a general regulation related to noncompliance with federal statutes. TANF statute requires federal agencies to take a series of steps before withholding funding, including identifying specific noncompliance and the actions the state must take to come into noncompliance. In these letters, the administration failed to identify any specific noncompliance by the five states, and also in their subsequent communications, they did not indicate such. Instead, citing the administration's concerns that there could be fraud based on unsubstantiated allegations. For the programs that are impacted, again, TANF, CCDF, and SSVG, there are procedures in place and there are penalties spelled out in the statute that address program integrity and any potential misuse of funds. It should be noted that these statutes and regulations seek to balance state flexibility with program integrity. So the states are responsible for following federal requirements, including rules around eligibility, audits, and also provider oversight. The federal government is then responsible for determining compliance through federal audits and reviews.
I'll take over. I'm Kirk Hendricks. I'm the Deputy